Thank you for being an incredible supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, the home of the skillful art of manipulation. We're thrilled to have you as part of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes and comments mean the world to us and help us reach a wider audience with our stories. Plus, with new episodes released every day, your feedback plays a vital role in shaping what we create. It truly makes a difference. Your loyalty and enthusiasm fuel our passion for crafting gripping tales, and we're so grateful for your support. Today, we're excited to present The Love Triangle Trap, a story that promises to keep you on the edge of your seat. Let's dive into this thrilling narrative together.
Chapter 1, The Con. The bar was a tomb of desperation. Sticky floors, neon lights buzzing like dying flies, and the stench of spilled gin and regret. I'd sworn off men after my divorce, but loneliness had claws. It dug into my ribs every night, whispering, "You're still young. You're still wanted." Bullshit. At 28, I felt ancient, my heart pickled in cheap vodka and bad choices. That's when I saw him. Jasper leaned against the bar like he owned the goddamn universe, his tailored suit hugging shoulders broad enough to carry every lie he'd ever told. His eyes, Christ, pale blue, cracked with flecks of gray, like storm clouds ready to ruin someone's life. He caught me staring and smirked, swirling his whiskey like it was a crystal ball. I looked away, but not fast enough. "Vodka soda, right?" His voice was smoke and honey, sliding over me before I even saw him move. He'd materialized at my side, close enough that his cologne, sandalwood and something darker, sinister, wrapped around my throat. "You've got the posture of a woman who drinks to forget, not to feel." I snorted, but my pulse thrummed. "Psych major. People watcher." He flagged the bartender, ordered my drink without asking, and tossed a $100 bill on the counter like it was trash. "You're Lila, the florist on Pine Street. Divorced. You hate cilantro, love old jazz records, and you've got a scar on your left knee from falling out of a tree when you were 7. I froze. "Stalking's a crime, Jasper. I'd seen his name on his credit card earlier when he paid." He laughed, low and dangerous. "Stalking's for amateurs. I pay attention. Like how you've touched your necklace 3 times since I walked over." His gaze dropped to the silver locket my ex had given me. The one I couldn't bring myself to take off. "It's empty, isn't it? No photo inside. Just ghosts." My throat tightened. "How the fuck?" He leaned in, lips grazing my ear. "Let me fill it." 2 hours later, his fingers were tangled in my hair, my back pressed against the cold glass of his Audi's window as he fucked me in the parking lot. It wasn't love, it was a demolition. His teeth sank into my shoulder, his grip bruising, and I let him. I wanted to feel ruined, to match the inside. "You're perfect," he growled, voice fraying at the edges. "Perfectly broken." Afterward, he took me to a penthouse I didn't recognize, all marble and silence. He poured me wine I couldn't pronounce and told me stories about traveling the world, Paris, Tokyo, a yacht in Monaco. "But none of it meant anything," he said, thumb tracing my wrist. "Not until you." I laughed, dizzy. "That line ever work?" "Only when it's true." His smile didn't reach his eyes. He stayed for 3 days. Fed me strawberries, fucked me raw in the shower, and whispered plans like secrets. A cottage by the sea, a life without clocks or compromises. "I've got a trust fund," he lied. "Once the lawyers stop dragging their feet, we'll disappear." I almost believed him. But then the phone calls started. He'd vanish onto the balcony, voice sharp, snarling words like, "Handle it, and she's not your problem." When I asked, he kissed me quiet. "Business partners. Vultures. They don't want me to be happy." His business smelled like blood money. Once, I found a gun in his nightstand, cold, sleek, loaded. He caught me staring. "For protection," he said, pressing it into my hands. "I'd burn the world down for you, Lila. I should have run." Instead, I gave him $20,000. "It's temporary," he swore, eyes wet with fake tears. "The lawyers needed a bribe to release his funds. I'll pay you back triple. We'll start fresh." He fucked me that night like it was an apology, biting my lip until it bled. "You're my future," he whispered. Then came the absences. Days without a word. He'd return with roses, his knuckles split, excuses dripping off his tongue. "My father's sick. I was protecting us." Once, he came home with a diamond necklace, clasping it around my throat like a collar. "You're mine," he said. But the diamonds were fake. I didn't know that yet. The first crack in his mask was a voicemail. I picked up his phone by accident. A number labeled NR blinking. A woman's voice, husky and furious. "Where's my cut, Jasper?" You don't ghost me. I'll carve your pretty face off. When I confronted him, he laughed. Naomi's a junkie. A con. She's been threatening me for months. He cupped my face, thumbs smearing my mascara. You're the only one I trust. That night, he tied me to the bed with his silk tie and fucked me until I forgot my own name. But then came the receipt. I was cleaning his jacket. You don't need a maid, Lila, he'd sneered, but I wanted to be useful. When it fell out, a diner bill from 2 days prior. Chicken Caesar salad. A charge for $42.50. And a lipstick stain on the napkin. Ruby red. I never wore red. My hands shook. I called him, but his phone went to voicemail. Again. That's when I tore the apartment apart. Hidden in a locked drawer. Passports. Three of them. Different names, same face. Jasper. Marcus. Ethan. Stacked under them were photos, him and Naomi, her raven hair wild, laughing on a beach. Dated last week. The room spun. I collapsed to the floor, glassy-eyed, clutching the necklace he'd given me. The fake necklace. When he came home, I was waiting. Who's Naomi? His smile died. For a split second, I saw the real him, a snake coiled to strike. Then he dropped to his knees, sobbing. She's blackmailing me. She has videos. Of us. She'll leak them unless I pay. I wanted to believe him. God, I wanted to. So I let him kiss me. Let him unzip my dress. Let him whisper, I'll fix this. I'll kill her if I have to. But as he pushed inside me, all I could see was that lipstick stain. Ruby red. The next morning I stole his gun. Just in case.
Chapter 2. The Other Woman. The first time Jasper walked into my bar, I knew he was trouble. Not the cheap, dime-a-dozen kind of trouble. The kind that licks its teeth before it eats you alive. I'd seen his type before. Hell, I'd been his type before. Men with polished shoes and dirty soles, who think a smile and a fat wallet can melt any woman's knees. But I wasn't some naive housewife chasing validation. I was Naomi fucking Vega, bartender, ex-con, and professional disappointment. My bullshit detector was bulletproof. Or so I thought. He ordered an old-fashioned, his Rolex glinting under the bar lights like a dare. Make it strong, he said, sliding a 50 across the counter. I've got a feeling I'll need it. I snorted, mixing the drink with the kind of aggression usually reserved for ex-boyfriends. Bad day. Bad life. He leaned in, elbows on the sticky wood, his tie loosened just enough to show a sliver of collarbone. But you already knew that, didn't you? I froze, the bourbon bottle hovering. What's that supposed to mean? He smirked, nodding at my forearm, the tattoo peeking beneath my rolled sleeve. A snake coiled around a dagger. Ink like that's not for show. It's a warning. You've been bitten before. I slammed the drink down, bourbon sloshing over the rim. Keep psychoanalyzing me, and I'll bite you. He threw his head back and laughed, loud and unapologetic, like he owned the air in the room. God, you're perfect. He came back every night for a week. Always the same seat, same drink, same smirk. We traded insults like foreplay. He called me princess. I called him asshole. But then, on a Tuesday soaked in rain and cheap tequila, he stayed after closing. Why do you do it? He asked, watching me wipe down tables. His sleeves were rolled up now, revealing scars that didn't match his suit and tie facade. Knife fights, maybe. Or broken bottles. Do what? I snapped. Work. Breathe. Exist. Pretend you don't want more. I laughed, bitter and raw. You don't know shit about what I want. Don't I? He stood, circling me like a predator. You want out. Out of this bar, this town, this skin. You want to scream until your lungs bleed. But you're too scared someone might actually hear you. I threw the rag at him. Get the fuck out. He caught it, grinning. Make me. We fucked in the stockroom. No romance, no whispers. Just rage and teeth and the stench of spilled beer. He pinned me against the shelves, canned olives rattling like applause as he yanked my jeans down. You're a goddamn cliche, I spat, clawing his back. So are you, he growled, biting my neck hard enough to bruise. But cliches survive. Afterward, he lit a cigarette, the glow painting his face in hellfire hues. I've got a proposal. If it involves a timeshare, I'll stab you. He exhaled smoke, eyes glinting. How'd you like to steal $200,000? Turns out, Jasper wasn't just a rich boy slumming it. He was a con artist, a ghost who slipped in and out of lives like a pickpocket in a crowd. His mark, Lila Harper. Lonely divorcee with a fat inheritance and a heart softer than her head. She's already hooked, he said, flipping through photos of her on his phone. Lila at a cafe, Lila gardening, Lila crying in her car. But she's cautious. Needs a push. I cross my arms. And I'm the push? He traced my jawline, thumb rough against my lips. You're the distraction. The other woman who makes her jealous. The one who makes her panic. I should have walked. But $200,000 was more than I'd see in a decade slinging drinks. Enough to wipe my record clean. Start over. Be someone who didn't smell like stale beer and regret. What's the catch? He kissed me, slow and venomous. You'll have to pretend you hate me. The game was simple. I'd play the obsessed mistress, stalking Lila, leaving threats. Jasper would swoop in as her protector, tightening his grip until she handed over every penny. We'll split the cash, he promised. Then vanished together. I almost believed him. The first time I saw Lila, she was arranging sunflowers at her shop, humming some sad song under her breath. Pretty in a fragile way, like china you'd guiltily want to smash. I followed her to a coffee shop, slipped into the booth beside her, and hissed, "Stay away from my man." She blinked, wide-eyed. "W what?" "Jasper. He's mine." I slapped a photo on the table. Him and me, half-naked in his Audi. "He's just using you, sweetheart. But don't worry. I'll make sure he comes home." Her face crumpled. Mission accomplished. That night, Jasper fucked me raw on his penthouse floor, praising me like I'd won a trophy. "You're a natural," he panted, hands around my throat. "A fucking artist." I clawed his chest, drawing blood. "Keep flattering me, and I'll start believing it." But later, as he slept, I found Lila's file in his desk. Pages of notes. Father died when she was 12, afraid of abandonment. Responds to gifts, guilt, gaslighting. My stomach turned. Was there a file on me too? I rifled through drawers, finding stacks of cash, fake IDs, and a burner phone filled with texts to other women. Sophia. Grace. Maria. All variations of the same script. "You're different. I need you. Trust me." When I confronted him, he didn't deny it. "They're marks, Naomi. Like Lila. But you," he cupped my face, voice softening. "You're my partner. My equal. I need him in the balls." "Fuck your equal. Where's my cut?" He doubled over, laughing through the pain. "Soon. But first, we need to break her." So I broke her. I left dead roses on her car. Slashed her tires. Sent photos of Jasper's bed, still warm from us. Each time, he'd rush to her side, spinning tales of my psychotic obsession. "She's dangerous," he'd warn. "But I'll protect you." Lila clung to him like a religion. Meanwhile, Jasper clung to me in the shadows, our bodies a mess of sweat and spite. "You like this, don't you?" he'd taunt, fingers digging into my hips. "Playing the villain?" "Fuck you," I'd gasp, hating how my skin burned under his touch. "You already are." But then I fucked up. I got greedy. While Jasper was busy soothing Lila, I raided his safe. Stack of cash, a diamond necklace, and a ledger with account numbers. My ticket out. I took it all, $50,000 stuffed into a duffel bag, the diamonds down my bra. He caught me at the door. "Naomi." His voice was ice. "Put it back." I pulled my knife. "Or what? You'll cry to Lila." He stepped closer, unflinching. "Or I'll tell her you've been working with me this whole time. That every tear she's cried was your doing." The blade trembled in my hand. "You're a bastard." He grabbed my wrist, twisting until I dropped the knife. "And you're a thief." He kissed me, hard enough to split my lip. "But I'll forgive you, if you forgive me." I should have slit his throat. Instead, I let him bend me over the kitchen counter, the stolen diamonds digging into my chest as he took me from behind. "We're the same," he grunted, fingers tangled in my hair. "You can't quit me." He was right. But the next day I saw them. Jasper and Lila, laughing outside her shop. She wore the same diamond necklace I'd stolen, the one I'd stuffed down my shirt. Except now I realized, it was fake. Glass. A prop. And around her neck, dangling like a noose, was my $50,000. That's when I knew, I wasn't his partner. I was his pawn. I stormed into his penthouse, drunk on rage and cheap whiskey. "You gave her my cut." He didn't look up from his newspaper. "You stole. I redistributed." I flipped the table, glass shattering. "I'll tell her everything." Finally, he stood, eyes cold. "Go ahead. But remember, she's not the only one with secrets." He tossed a folder at my feet. Inside, photos of me, 19 years old, covered in blood. A crime scene. A body. My breath vanished. "Where, how did you?" He smiled. I pay attention. That night, I smashed every bottle in the bar. When the cops came, Jasper bailed me out, whispering, "See, you need me." I vomited on his shoes. He just laughed. "Clean yourself up, princess. We've got work to do." Work meant breaking Lila harder. So I did. I called her. "He's fucking me right now," I purred, moaning loud enough to stain her ears. "Want to hear?" She hung up. Blocked me. Jasper rewarded me with a Rolex, stolen, obviously. "To match mine," he said, clasping it on my wrist. It felt like a shackle. But then, one rainy Tuesday, I saw her. Lila, standing outside the bar, her face swollen from crying. She looked at me, really looked, and whispered, "Why?" For a split second, I wanted to tell her. To scream. "He's playing us both." Instead, I lit a cigarette. "Because he's worth it." Her slap echoed like a gunshot. I didn't hit back. I deserved it. That night, Jasper fucked me senseless, praising my loyalty. "You're perfect," he breathed, as if perfection was a disease. I stared at the ceiling, Rolex glinting in the dark, and wondered how deep I'd dig my grave before I hit hell.
Chapter 3. Cracks in the Mask. People think trust is built on honesty. They're wrong. Trust is built on consistency. The slow, steady drip of lies so predictable they feel like truth. Lila needed a martyr, so I became one. Naomi needed a rebel, so I sharpened my edges. Two women, two masks, one goddamn masterpiece. Until the mask started to slip. Lila called me crying at 3 a.m., her voice frayed like old rope. "I had a nightmare. You left me." I rolled over in bed, Naomi's leg hooked possessively over mine, her breath hot on my neck. "Never, baby," I murmured, pouring syrup into the words. "You're my forever." Naomi's nails dug into my thigh, drawing blood. Jealous little viper. I ended the call and flipped her onto her back, silencing her with a hand around her throat. "You're bored," she spat, bucking against me. "Go fuck your Stepford wife." I shoved inside her, no preamble, no tenderness. "You're my forever too," I lied, biting her lip until she bled. She came with a scream, clawing my back raw. Consistency. The next morning, I brought Lila pancakes shaped like hearts. "Made them myself," I lied, drizzling syrup over the charred edges. She beamed like I'd handed her the moon. "You're too good to me," she whispered, tracing the scratches on my neck, Naomi's handiwork. "Bike accident," I said, flinching like the memory hurt. "Hit a pothole." Her eyes widened. "Oh my God, are you?" "I'm fine." I kissed her forehead, the taste of her shampoo, vanilla, vulnerable, making my teeth ache. "But I might need to borrow your SUV. Mine's in the shop." "Again." She handed over the keys without hesitation. Pathetic. I used her car to meet a pawnbroker in the East End, unloading Naomi's stolen Rolex and Lila's diamond necklace. The broker, a skeletal man named Vic, snorted. "Cubic zirconia? You're scraping bottom, Jasper." I smirked, pocketing the cash. "They're not paying for the rocks. They're paying for the fantasy." But fantasy was getting expensive. Naomi's greed was a leak in the boat, Lila's paranoia a storm on the horizon. I needed to sink one to save the other. Lila's texts grew frantic. "Who's Naomi? Why does she keep calling? Are you safe?" I staged a break-in at her shop, smashed vases, ripped petals, a note in red lipstick, "Back off or die." When she called, hyperventilating, I burst in like an action hero, gun drawn. "I'll kill her for this," I vowed, pulling her into my arms. She melted, sobbing. "I'm scared." "I'll protect you," I whispered, and fucked her on the floor amid the shattered glass. She cried the whole time. I almost came from the power. Naomi wasn't as easy. I found her at the bar, drunk on bourbon and rage. "You're ghosting me?" she slurred, slamming her glass down. "I'll cut your dick off." I dragged her into the bathroom, slammed her against the sink. "You stole from me," I hissed, wrenching her arm behind her back. "You think I didn't notice the cash? The files." She laughed, breath reeking of rebellion. "What are you gonna do? Shoot me." I unzipped my pants with my free hand. "Worse. I'll forgive you." She fought, but her body betrayed her, arching into me, moaning as I took her against the filthy mirror. "Hate you," she panted. "Hate's just love on fire," I growled, yanking her hair. Afterward, I slipped the pawn shop cash into her pocket. "For the Rolex." She stared at it, then at me. "Why?" I kissed her soft this time. "Because you're worth it." The lies were piling up. Lila needed me vulnerable, so I invented a dead sister. Car accident, prom night. I couldn't save her. Naomi needed me ruthless, so I showed her the gun again, let her hold it to my head. Trust me, I dared. She lowered the barrel, trembling. Weak. But weakness was contagious. At midnight, Lila found Naomi's earring in my bed. Who is she? She demanded, tears streaming. I dropped to my knees, the perfect penitent. A mistake. A drunken mistake. She came on to me, and I was lonely. You were so distant. Her slap stung. I was distant. I let her hit me again. Let her scream. Let her break. Then I pulled out the ring, a $20 cubic zirconia special, and sobbed. Marry me. Please. I'll never hurt you again. She froze. You mean it? More than anything. The yes was a whisper. The sex was a requiem. I celebrated at the bar, flirting with a redhead named Claire while Naomi watched, seething. Engaged, she hissed, cornering me in the alley. I pushed her against the wall, hand up her skirt. Jealous. She bit my ear. I'll tell her everything. I laughed, cold and clean. Tell her what? That you're a thief? A murderer? I've got photos, Naomi. The cops would love them. Her breath hitched. You're a monster. I nipped her throat. You're welcome. That night, Lila wore the ring to dinner, glowing like a fool. I want a spring wedding, she gushed. Sunflowers like Dad's garden. I smiled, slicing my steak bloody. Whatever you want. But my phone buzzed, Naomi's rage in text form. You'll regret this. I texted back, meet me at the pier. Let's talk. She came armed, a switchblade in her boot. I came armed with truth. I'll cut you out of the deal, I promised, wind whipping my hair. All the cash yours. Just walk away. She eyed me, suspicion etched in every scar. Why? Because I love her. The lie tasted sweet. She lunged, knife flashing. Fuck you. I dodged, grabbing her wrist, twisting until the blade clattered to the ground. You're better than this, I snarled, kissing her like I meant it. Be smart. Take the money. She hesitated. Fuck, she hesitated. Then she kneed me in the groin and ran. I limped back to Lila's, where she bathed my bike injuries with trembling hands. You're all I have, she whispered. I kissed her, tasting salt and future. Always. But in the dark, I checked the hidden safe, passports, cash, burner phones. Exit strategy. The cracks were spreading. Soon, I'd have to burn it all down. Naomi texted at dawn. I'm in. I smiled, pocketing the ring. Two women. One lie. And me, the puppeteer in the middle.
Chapter 4, The Revelation. The walls of my apartment were breathing. At least, that's what it felt like. Each creak of the floorboards, each flicker of the hallway light outside my door, a ragged inhale. I hadn't slept in days. Not since I'd found the second phone. Jasper had left it charging in the bathroom, tucked behind the toilet like a grenade. A burner, cheap and cracked, filled with texts from numbers labeled CMR. The worst was NR. Meet me tonight. Bring cash. Sent 2 hours ago. I stared at my reflection in the bathroom mirror, my face sallow under the fluorescent glare. The diamond necklace he'd given me. Fake, I'd learned after scraping one of the stones against the bathroom tile. Hung like a joke around my neck. I'd started keeping his gun in the cookie jar. A .38 special loaded, cold as his fucking lies. The intercom buzzed. My heart jackhammered. Jasper. He'd forgotten his keys again. Or maybe he'd come to finally put a bullet in me. I grabbed the gun, finger trembling on the trigger, and pressed the speaker. Who is it? Floral delivery. The voice was female, sharp, laced with a smirk. I almost sagged with relief. Just another lie. Jasper had been sending roses weekly, each bouquet a band-aid for a hemorrhage. Leave it downstairs, I said. Can't. Needs a signature. I hesitated, then buzzed her in. She didn't look like a delivery girl. Black leather jacket, ripped jeans, raven hair streaked with purple. She held no flowers, just a manila envelope and a switchblade grin. Lila Harper? I raised the gun. Who the hell are you? She rolled her eyes. Put the fucking pea shooter down, Barbie. I'm not here to hurt you. She tossed the envelope at my feet. Inside, photos. Jasper and her, naked in a motel room, his mouth on her throat, her hand gripping his hair. Dates scrawled on the back. Last week, yesterday, 3 hours ago. The room tilted. What is this? Proof, she said, stepping inside without invitation. That pretty boy of yours? He's playing us both. Us. The word slithered into my gut. I stared at her, Naomi, the name from his phone, her eyes lined with coal and contempt. Get out, I whispered. She laughed, kicking the door shut. Or what? You'll cry. He's fucked you raw, hasn't he? Told you you're special? His forever? She mimed gagging. He proposed to me too. Even gave me a ring. She flashed a silver band on her thumb. Same shitty cubic zirconia. I lunged. We crashed into the coffee table, glass shattering beneath us. She was stronger, her fists calloused and cruel, but I had rage, the kind that turns blood to acid. I clawed her face, my wedding ring slicing her cheek. You ruined everything. I ruined it? She flipped us, pinning me with a knee to my ribs. He played you like a fucking kazoo. You're just too dumb to see it. I spat in her face. She headbutted me. Stars exploded. When my vision cleared, she was sitting on the floor, dabbing her split lip with my curtains. Feel better? I touched my throbbing nose. Fuck you. Been there. She lit a cigarette, blowing smoke at my smoke detector. He's got a type, huh? Broken birds with empty nests. I crawled to the couch, gun still clutched in my hand. Why are you here? She leaned forward, elbows on knees. To take him down. Together. The word together hung between us, rotten and tempting. I wanted to shoot her. I wanted to hug her. I wanted to scream until the world caught fire. Why should I trust you? She shrugged. You shouldn't. But I've got receipts. She pulled out a USB drive, tossed it to me. Security footage. Him stealing your car title. Forged documents. The works. I plugged it into my laptop. There he was, my Jasper, picking the lock on my file cabinet, sliding my deed into his jacket. Another clip. Him handing a wad of cash to a man in a hoodie. Who's that? Vinny. His cleaner. The guy who'll make you disappear once he's drained your accounts. She flicked ash on my rug. He's done it before. Ask Sophia. Or Grace. Oh wait, you can't. They're missing. My stomach lurched. I ran to the kitchen sink, vomiting bourbon and bile. Naomi watched, unimpressed. Done. I rinsed my mouth, trembling. What do you want? His money. His blood. His fucking throat. She stood, pacing like a caged animal. He's got a safe in the penthouse. Passports, cash, enough to start over. We take it. We split it. We leave his corpse for the rats. I stared at the gun. I can't kill someone. She snorted. You'd rather be killed? He's got your will forged, sweetheart. You die, he gets everything. House. Shop. Life insurance. She leaned in, her breath toxic with nicotine and truth. You've got a week. Maybe less. The room spun. I thought of the nights Jasper had held me after my nightmares, his voice soothing as poison. I'll never let anything hurt you. The mornings he'd brought me coffee, kissed my scars, whispered, you're safe with me. All while plotting to bury me. What's the plan? My voice sounded foreign. Dead. Naomi grinned. You lure him here. Tell him you're pregnant. I flinched. He'll know I'm lying. Not if you sell it. She grabbed my hand, pressed it to her flat stomach. Cry. Shake. Tell him you're scared. He'll eat that shit up. I yanked free. And then? Then I jump him. We tie him up. Make him open the safe. She traced the gun barrel down my cheek. Unless you're too chicken shit. I slapped her hand away. I'm not. Prove it. We spent the night prepping. Naomi taught me how to tie a knot that wouldn't slip, how to press a knife to a carotid without breaking skin. He'll beg, she warned. He'll say he loves you. You can't flinch. I practiced on a dining chair, the rope burning my palms. What if he fights back? She smirked. Then I'll cut his balls off. By dawn, my apartment looked like a war room. Maps of the penthouse, a timeline of Jasper's lies, my wedding photos defaced with red marker. Liar. Thief. Coward. Naomi crashed on my couch, boots on the cushions. You got any food? I microwaved a frozen pizza. We ate in silence, the kind that hums with violence. Why'd you wait so long? I asked finally. To tell me. She picked pepperoni off her slice. Thought you were in on it. Rich girl slumming it for kicks. I'm not rich. You're richer than me. She stared at my locket. He target you because of your dad. I stiffened. How do you know about my dad? He does research. Your dad's life insurance paid off your shop, right? Jasper's got a thing for orphans. Softer targets. The pizza turned to ash in my mouth. At 8 a.m., I texted Jasper. We need to talk. He replied instantly. Everything okay? I'm pregnant. Three dots. Then, on my way. Naomi loaded the gun, handed it to me. Aim for the dick. It's a bigger target. I laughed, high and unhinged. She gripped my shoulders, her eyes black as a shotgun barrel. Don't freeze. Don't fucking feel. Just act. The intercom buzzed. Jasper burst in, hair wild, eyes wide with Oscar-worthy panic. Lila? Baby. I stood in the center of the room, clutching a positive test strip I'd soaked in water. "I'm scared," I whispered, tears on cue. He swept me into his arms. "It's okay. We'll figure it out." Over my shoulder, he locked eyes with Naomi, lurking in the hallway shadows. His grip tightened. "What the fuck?" Naomi lunged, tossing him in the neck. He convulsed, crashing to the floor. "Elila," he choked, reaching for me. I stepped back. "You shouldn't have lied." Naomi zip-tied his wrists, gagged him with my scarf. "Miss me, asshole?" He thrashed, veins bulging, eyes screaming traitor. I crouched beside him, the gun steady now. "Where's the safe combo?" He spat through the gag, fury and fear in equal measure. Naomi stomped on his hand, bones crunching. "Wrong answer." 2 hours later, we had the combo. And Jasper? He had a broken finger, a black eye, and the realization that his puppets had cut their strings. "What now?" I asked, watching Naomi stuff cash into a duffel. She tossed me a passport, Lila Martinez. "Now we bleed him dry." Jasper groaned, blood pooling under his head. I knelt, brushing his hair back. "You shouldn't have made me love you," I whispered. Then I kissed him, one last lie, and Naomi brought the bat down.
Chapter 5, The Pact. Blood dries sticky. That's the first thing I learned in juvie, slamming some rich bitch's face into a cafeteria table for calling me trailer trash. It clings to your knuckles like guilt, and no matter how much you scrub, the stain stays under your nails. Jasper's blood was no different. He lay hogtied on Lila's shitty floral rug, one eye swollen shut, lips split like overripe fruit. The fucker still managed to glare at me, though, like I was the villain here. "Please." I kicked his ribs, savoring the crack. "Wakey, wakey, princess." Lila hovered by the window, chewing her thumbnail raw. "What if he dies? Then we drag his corpse to the river and cash his fucking stocks." I yanked Jasper's head up by his hair. "Combo to the safe. Now." He spat blood on my boot. "Go to hell." I backhanded him. "Already there. Thanks to you." Lila flinched. "Maybe we should call the police." I whirled on her. "We're the police now. We're the judge, jury, and executioner." I tossed her the gun. "Or you want to cry in your BMW while he skins the next dumb bitch?" She stared at the gun like it was a live snake. "I'm not a killer. Yet." I grabbed her wrist, forcing her finger onto the trigger. "But you're gonna learn." We moved him to the bathroom, duct taped to a chair. Classier than he deserved. Lila played good cop, dabbing his wounds with a washcloth. "Just tell us the combo," she pleaded, voice trembling. "We'll let you go." Jasper laughed, a wet, broken sound. "You're lying." I leaned against the sink, sharpening my knife. "And you're not." He locked eyes with me, the ghost of a smirk on his busted lips. "You loved it, Naomi. The way I fucked you. The way I owned you." The blade flashed. I pressed it to his thigh, drawing a bead of blood. "Say that again." He leaned into the pain, breath hot on my ear. "You loved it." I stabbed him. Not deep. Just enough to make him scream. Lila recoiled, slamming into the shower curtain. "Jesus, Naomi." I wiped the blade on Jasper's shirt. "Combo." He panted, sweat and blood mingling. 12-34-56. Lila brightened. "Really?" I snorted. "He's lying." "Am I?" Jasper's good eye gleamed. "Check." We left him bleeding, drove to his penthouse in his own goddamn Audi. Lila clutched the gun in her lap, jumpy as a meth head. "What if the cops stop us? Then you smile and show cleavage." I parallel parked like a psychopath, clipping the BMW behind us. "Cops love virgins." She glared. "I'm not a virgin. Could have fooled me." The penthouse was cold, sterile. A museum of lies. Picasso knockoffs, a marble bar stocked with unopened Macallan, and a safe behind a painting of some dead white guy. I punched in 12-34-56. Beep. "Wrong." I kicked the wall. "That bastard." Lila chewed her lip. "Maybe it's my birthday? Or his?" I stared at her. "You're kidding." She flushed. He remembered mine. He remembers everyone's. I ripped the painting off the wall, slicing my palm on the frame. "Fuck." Blood dripped onto the carpet. Lila grabbed a monogram towel, JC in gold thread, and pressed it to my hand. "Let me try." She knelt, spinning the dial like it was a combination lock at fucking gym class. December 24th, 89. Click. The safe opened. I stared. "How?" She pulled out stacks of cash, passports, a Glock. His sister's birthday. She died in a car crash. Bullshit. He doesn't have a sister. He does. Her voice cracked. Had. He showed me her grave. I snatched a passport. Lila Martinez, and laughed. He was gonna disappear you. She hugged herself. I thought we were family. Family's just people who haven't stabbed you yet. I stuffed the cash into a duffel. Grab the jewelry. Pawn it. She reached for a diamond bracelet. These are fake, right? Nah. These are real. I pocketed the Glock. He only gave you fakes. Back at the apartment, Jasper grinned through bloody teeth. Find my presents. I dumped the duffel at his feet. Where's the rest? Wouldn't you like to know? Lila stepped forward, timid as a mouse. Please, Jasper. We just want to leave. His voice softened. Come here, baby. She inched closer. I'm sorry. He headbutted her. She crumpled, nose gushing. I tackled him, chair and all, slamming his head into the tile. You fuck. Lila crawled to the gun, tears and blood smeared on her face. I'll do it, she whispered. I'll shoot. Jasper laughed. No, you won't. Click. The gun jammed. He lunged, teeth sinking into my arm. I screamed, elbow jamming into his throat. Lila grabbed a lamp, swinging it like a bat. Crash. Jasper went limp. Silence. Lila panted, lamp cord dangling like a noose. Is he? I checked his pulse. Alive. Oh, thank God. Unfortunately, I bandaged my arm with a dish towel. Next time, aim for the temple. She sank to the floor, shaking. I can't do this. I hauled her up, slapping her hard. You can. Because if you don't, he'll find you. He'll gut your dog, burn your shop, and fuck your corpse. You get me? She nodded, hollow-eyed. Good. I kicked Jasper's leg. Now help me drag him to the tub. We chained him to the pipes, icy water snapping him awake. Cold, he slurred. I lit a cigarette, blowing smoke in his face. Where's the offshore account? Go to hell. I nodded to Lila. Do it. She hesitated, then dumped a bucket of water over his head. He gasped, thrashing. Again, I ordered. 5 buckets in, he broke. Be Bahamas, he choked. Account 77041. PIN 0913. Lila froze. That's my birthday. I scowled. Cute. She lunged at him, fists flying. You monster. You liar. He took the hits, grinning. You loved it. Every second. She grabbed my knife, pressing it to his throat. I hate you. Hates love with a spine, he rasped. Do it. Her hand shook. I covered it with mine. Together. The blade sank in. Not deep, just a warning. But enough to make him scream. Later, we split the cash on her kitchen table. $300,000 in banded stacks. Lila stared at it like it was a Ouija board. What now? I counted my cut. Now we vanish. You take the Bahamas, I take Mexico. Never look back. She touched her passport. What about him? I lit a joint, passing it. We kill him. She coughed. What? He's a loose end. You want to spend the rest of your life checking over your shoulder. She stared at the bathroom door, muffled sobs leaking through. There's another way. Yeah. Enlighten me. She took a shaky drag. We frame him. For everything. I raised an eyebrow. Go on. The plan was elegant, brutal. Forged emails, planted evidence, a trail leading back to Jasper's suicide. We'd make it look like he orchestrated the whole thing. The cons, the thefts, even the fake identities. All to disappear and start over. He'd hate that, I said, grinning. No legacy. Just coward. Lila nodded. Exactly. We toasted with cheap tequila, the burn matching the fire in my gut. But as she laughed, a high, nervous sound, I watched her. Really watched her. The way her fingers lingered on the cash. The way she'd memorized the offshore PIN. She'll fold, I thought. Or she'll flee. Either way, I'd be ready. At 3 a.m., I caught her crying in the shower. Get it together, I snapped, tossing her a towel. She hugged herself, raw and small. I loved him. Love's a bullet to the brain. I turned to leave. Naomi. What? Thank you. For this. I paused, the bathroom light humming like a funeral dirge. Don't thank me yet. In the dark, I packed my duffel. Cash. Passport. The Glock. And one extra thing. A flash drive from Jasper's safe. Marked NV. My initials. I plugged it in. Photos. Videos. Me, 19 years old, standing over a body. A drug deal gone wrong. A face I'd tried to forget. Fuck. Jasper's voice slithered from the bathroom. Found your souvenirs, Naomi? I stormed in, slamming his head against the tiles. You filmed me? He grinned, blood pooling between his teeth. Insurance. I cocked the Glock. Say goodbye. Lila appeared, eyes wide. Wait, we need him alive to transfer the funds. The barrel trembled in my hand. He dies tonight, and we lose everything. She grabbed my arm. Please. I stared at her, this broken, bleeding lamb, and lowered the gun. 24 hours. Then he's mine. She nodded. Jasper laughed. TikTok princess. I didn't sleep. I paced, the flash drive burning a hole in my pocket. Lila snored on the couch, innocent as a corpse. At dawn, I slipped out, bought a burner phone, called Vinny, Jasper's cleaner. I've got a job. He yawned. Body or blackmail? Both. Price just doubled. I lit a cigarette, watching the sunrise bleed over the city. Worth it. When I returned, Lila was gone. So was half the cash. And Jasper. Just a puddle of blood and cut zip ties. That backstabbing bitch. I pulled the flash drive from my pocket, crushed it under my boot. Game on. Chapter 6. The Trap. The smell of blood never leaves you. It seeps into your pores, lingers in your sinuses, a metallic ghost haunting every breath. Jasper's blood was still crusted under my nails when I kicked open the door of Lila's flower shop, Glock raised, sweat dripping down my spine like a ticking clock. The place reeked of lilies and lies. She was there, of course, huddled behind the counter, stuffing cash into a duffel bag, her hands trembling like a junkie's. The other duffel, my duffel, the one with $150,000 and a passport to fucking Paraguay, sat at her feet. You bitch, I snarled, racking the slide. Lila froze, eyes wide and wet. Naomi, I can explain. Explain why you're robbing me blind, or why you let that prick go. I stalked closer, glass vases crunching under my boots. Pick one. Make it good. She backed into a shelf, petals raining down like confetti at a funeral. He said he'd kill me. He said he'd send the cops those photos of you. I laughed, cold and jagged. And you believed him? Christ, you're dumber than you look. He has proof, she screamed, clutching her chest like a soap opera widow. Of the murder, Naomi. The one you. I fired. The bullet shattered a mirror behind her, glass exploding. She dropped to the floor, shrieking. Next one goes through your kneecap, I said. Where is he? She sobbed, snot and mascara ruining her pretty victim act. H's yacht. Marina 6. He's leaving tonight. Of course he was. Jasper always had an exit strategy, and a new sucker to fund it. I glared at Lila, this sobbing, thieving child, and saw red. You took my money. My life. I was scared. Welcome to the club. I pistol-whipped her. She crumpled, blood blooming above her eyebrow. I yanked the duffel from her hands, the weight of the cash a cold comfort. You're lucky I don't paint the walls with your brains. She grabbed my ankle, desperate. Let me help. I can fix this. I kicked her off. You've done enough. The marina was slick with rain, the air tasting of salt and diesel. Jasper's yacht, the serpent's tongue, loomed in slip 6, its hull gleaming like a predator's smile. Music thumped above deck, bass rattling the dock. I tucked the Glock into my waistband, adjusted my stolen waiter's uniform, and hoisted a tray of champagne flutes. Disguises were Jasper's thing, not mine. But desperate times. The deck was packed with trust fund sharks and bottle blonde piranhas, all laughing too loud, dancing too close. Jasper held court at the bow, shirt unbuttoned, a brunette on each arm. He'd cleaned up, sutures hidden under makeup, arrogance freshly polished. I weaved through the crowd, tray balanced on my palm. Champagne. He didn't look up. Fuck off. I slammed the tray into his face. Glass shattered. Women screamed. I grabbed his hair, pressing the Glock to his kidney. Miss me, princess? He stiffened, then chuckled. Naomi. Knew you'd come. I shoved him toward the captain's cabin, ignoring the chaos behind us. Walk, or I'll get you here. The cabin smelled like him, sandalwood, cigars, and rot. Maps and cash littered the desk, along with a passport stamped Bahamas. I kicked the door shut, jamming a chair under the handle. Sit. He sank into the leather captain's chair, dabbing blood from his split lip. You look good in blackmail. It's your color. I aimed the gun between his eyes. Where's the flash drive? Safe. Somewhere you'll never. I shot the desk, wood splintering an inch from his hand. Try again. He flinched, facade cracking. Safe deposit box. Keys in my pocket. I frisked him, rough, finding the key taped under his belt. Which bank? First National. But you'll need my thumbprint. He caught my wrist, voice dropping. We could still run. Together. Split the cash, ditch the drama. I pressed the barrel to his crotch. You're Dick's next. He smirked. You'd miss it. The cabin door exploded inward. Lila stood there, wild-eyed, clutching a fire axe. Don't move. I groaned. Oh, for fuck's sake. Jasper seized the distraction, lunging for the gun. We crashed into the desk, grappling, elbows and teeth. The Glock skidded away. Lila swung the axe, embedding it in the wall. Stop, she screamed. Both of you. Jasper headbutted me, scrambling for the gun. I tackled him, fists flying. Lila yanked me off, and we tumbled into a bookshelf, hard covers raining down. He's manipulating you. I spat, clawing her face. So are you. She kneed me in the gut. Jasper grabbed the Glock. Enough. We froze, panting, bloodied. He grinned, waving the gun. Family reunion. Lila stepped toward him. Jasper, please, we can still fix this. Fix what? He laughed. You're a thief. She's a killer. And I'm the only one walking out of here. I edged toward the axe. Keep him talking. Lila nodded, tearful. I loved you. Love's a bullet, baby. He aimed at her. I yanked the axe free and swung. The blade sank into his shoulder with a wet thunk. He screamed, firing wild. Bullets peppered the ceiling. Lila tackled him, biting his hand until the Glock clattered away. I stomped his ribs, once, twice, until his screams turned to gurgles. Keys to the safe deposit box, I demanded. He spat blood. Go to hell. Lila grabbed a letter opener off the desk. Tell her. He laughed. Or what? You'll stab me? She did. Right through the hand. He howled, thrashing. Bank of Zurich. Key number 227. I crouched, wiping the blade on his shirt. See? Was that so hard? Lila hovered, shaking. What now? I stood. Now we end this. Jasper lunged. The fight was a blur. A tangle of fists, teeth, and betrayal. He got the axe, I got the gun, Lila got in the way. A shot rang out. The brunette from the deck burst in, screaming. Someone's blood soaked the carpet. When the smoke cleared, Jasper was gone. So was the Glock. And Lila? She lay on the floor, clutching her side, crimson blooming through her white blouse. He shot me. I crouched, ripping her shirt open. The wound was clean through and through. You'll live. She grabbed my arm. Don't leave me. I stared at her, this weak, weeping wreck, and saw myself. Saw the girl who trusted the wrong man, believed the wrong lies. You stole from me, I said. I'm sorry. I pocketed the key. Not enough. The lifeboat was gone, Jasper's escape painted in wake foam. I radioed the Coast Guard with an anonymous tip, then dragged Lila to the deck. The partygoers had fled, leaving champagne flutes and cocaine dust. He'll come back for us, she whispered, pale as the moon. He'll come back for you. I lit a cigarette, watching the horizon. You're his favorite toy. She touched my hand. We could still run. Together. I exhaled smoke. I work alone. Liar. She smiled faint. You need me. The Coast Guard sirens wailed in the distance. I crushed the cigarette, tasting ash and inevitability. Get up. We've got a bank to rob. In the end, we took it all, $2.3 million from Zurich, the diamonds from the safe, even Jasper's fucking yacht. But as we sailed into the sunrise, Lila bandaged and silent, I knew the truth. This wasn't over. It was just another lie.
Chapter 7. The Betrayal. The yacht's engine hummed like a trapped wasp, the Mediterranean sun scalding my skin as I clutched the wheel. Naomi sprawled on the deck, shirtless, her scars glowing silver in the light. She'd been drinking since dawn, tequila dripping down her chin as she laughed at the horizon. We're fucking legends, she slurred, waving the bottle at me. I forced a smile. Legends don't puke overboard. She flipped me off, stumbling below deck. The duffel bags of cash sat in the cabin, zipped tight, but I could feel them breathing. A taunt, a temptation. 2.3 million. Enough to vanish. Enough to forget. But Naomi wouldn't forget. And neither would he. I found her in the galley, slicing limes with my grandmother's knife. We need to talk, I said. She didn't look up. About what? Your shitty sailing. About him. The blade stilled. Jasper's fish food. Let it go. I stepped closer, the boat rocking beneath us. You kept things from me. Things I found in the safe. Her eyes flicked to the duffels. We split everything. Not everything. I pulled the photo from my pocket, Naomi and Jasper, naked on a beach, dated 6 months ago. You knew him. Before me. She snatched it, tearing it to shreds. Ancient history. Bullshit. I grabbed her wrist, the knife tip grazing my palm. You've been working with him. This whole time. She laughed, breath reeking of Cuervo and secrets. You're paranoid. Am I? I yanked open the fridge, tossing her the burner phone I'd found taped inside. Check the last dialed number. She paled. The number was labeled JC. He's alive, I hissed. And you've been talking to him. The knife pressed to my throat, her pupils blown wide. You shouldn't have looked, Lila. I didn't flinch. How much did he promise you? More than you. She backed me into the counter, hips pinning mine. He's got a villa in Marbella. Private jet. A life where we're not scraping crumbs. And you believed him? Her laugh was a rasp. I believe in cash. And he's got way more than this. She nodded at the duffels. I gripped the knife handle, twisting until she dropped it. You're a fool. And you're dead. She lunged. We crashed into the table, bottles shattering, tequila stinging my eyes. She straddled me, hands around my throat. Should have stayed a victim, Barbie. I need her groin, rolling us over. Should have stayed loyal. The fight spilled onto the deck, blood slick under our bare feet. She got a fistful of my hair, slamming my face into the railing. You think you're better, she spat. You're just another mark. I elbowed her ribs, gasping. And you're his whore. She froze, rage contorting her face. Then she smiled. Jealous. The gunshot cracked the sky. We both ducked. Jasper stood on a speedboat, grinning like the devil, a rifle in hand. Miss me? Naomi cursed. You're early. He tossed a rope ladder onto the deck. Clock's ticking, darling. I stared at her. Darling. She shrugged. Old habits. The betrayal burned worse than the bullet that grazed my arm. Jasper boarded, his touch lingering on Naomi's waist. Told you she'd figure it out. Naomi lit a cigarette. Told you I'd handle it. I backed toward the edge, salt spray stinging my wounds. All that talk about sisterhood, just another con. She blew smoke in my face. Sisterhood's a fairy tale. Money's real. Jasper tossed her a zip tie. Secure her. We'll drop her with the Coast Guard. With a story, Naomi added, gripping my wrists. Mental breakdown. Kidnap me. The works. I headbutt her, breaking free. Go to hell. Jasper caught me, his breath hot on my neck. You first. They locked me in the berth, the walls throbbing with engine noise. I screamed, kicked, prayed. Then I found it, Naomi's secret stash. A .22 revolver, duct-taped under the bunk. Always a backup. The door opened at sunset. Naomi, silhouetted in the dying light. Dinner's served, princess. I shot her in the thigh. She collapsed, swearing. You bitch. I stepped over her, gun aimed at Jasper on the bridge. An eye for an eye. He turned, hands up. Lila, baby. I fired. The bullet tore through his shoulder. He stumbled, cursing. Naomi crawled behind the bar, blood smearing the deck. You're both liars, I said, voice steady. But I'm a quick learner. The standoff ended in flames. Naomi lunged with a flare gun, igniting the sails. Jasper grabbed the duffels, jumping onto the speedboat. I leaped after him, the gun clattering into the sea. We grappled on the speedboat, his hands around my throat. Should have stayed in your flower shop. I bit his ear, drawing blood. Should have stayed dead. Naomi's scream cut through the chaos. The yacht exploded, a fireball lighting the night. She surfaced, gasping, hair on fire. Help me. Jasper revved the engine. Bye, princess. I grabbed the anchor, swinging it into his skull. He went overboard. Naomi clung to the speedboat's edge, burns blistering her skin. Pull me up. I crouched, watching her struggle. Why should I? Because I'm your partner. I laughed, raw and broken. You're his. Her eyes met mine, pleading. I'm yours. I held out my hand. Then let go. The Coast Guard found me adrift at dawn, clutching a duffel of cash, salt crusting my tears. There was an accident, I whispered. They're gone. They believed me. But in the silence, I heard her voice, you're just like him, and wondered when the lies would drown me too.
Chapter 8, Blood Money. The water was cold, but the fire was colder. I washed up on a rocky beach in Sicily, salt water burning the third-degree burns on my arms, my lungs screaming like a gutted animal. The explosion had blown me clear of the yacht, but not before the flames licked my skin raw. I'd floated for hours, maybe days, clinging to a piece of driftwood, hallucinating Lila's face in the moonlight, smug, satisfied, fucking victorious. The locals found me half-dead, muttering curses in three languages. They didn't ask questions. For 10,000 euros, stolen from a fisherman's wallet while he stitched my burns with vodka and fishing line, they gave me a bed, a knife, and silence. By week two, I could walk. By week three, I could kill. The money was gone. All of it, my cut, my future, vanished with Lila and that backstabbing prick Jasper. But the rage? That stayed. It festered in my marrow, a cancer with teeth. I tracked her through whispers. A blonde with a duffel of cash buying a forged passport in Naples. A widow renting a villa in Santorini. Pathetic. She left a trail of breadcrumbs only a moron, or a mark, would follow. I followed. The villa was postcard perfect. White walls, blue shutters, bougainvillea dripping like blood. I watched from the cliffs, binoculars glued to my eyes, as Lila sunbathed by the pool, her skin golden, her scars hidden under designer sunglasses. Living the dream. Jasper's dream. I waited until midnight. The guard dog died first, a stake laced with rat poison. The lock on the back door took three picks. I moved through the shadows, my knife a familiar weight in my hand. She was in the master bedroom, asleep, a half-empty bottle of Chardonnay on the nightstand. The duffel sat at the foot of the bed, unzipped, cash spilling out like entrails. I pressed the blade to her throat. Wakey, wakey, princess. Her eyes flew open. Naomi. I slapped her. Say my name again, and I'll carve it into your tits. She trembled, tears already pooling. I thought you were dead. I dug the knife in, a bead of blood trailing down her neck. Wishful thinking. I tied her to the bed frame with silk sheets, gagging her with her own panties. The villa was a shrine to her guilt. Photos of us on the yacht, Jasper's Rolex in a jewelry box, a fucking diary filled with her loopy cursive. I had no choice. Naomi betrayed me. I miss him. I read it aloud, mocking her. I dream about his hands. Christ, Lila, you're a cliché. She whimpered, struggling against the sheets. I tossed the diary into the fireplace, watching the pages curl. Where's Jasper? Her eyes darted to the closet. I yanked it open. Empty. Try again. She shook her head, frantic. I grabbed a hairpin from the vanity, heated it with a lighter, and pressed it to her thigh. She screamed through the gag. Where is he? She nodded at the balcony. He was waiting in the shadows, a Glock aimed at my chest. Miss me? The bullet tore through my shoulder before I could blink. I crashed into the dresser, glass shattering. Fuck. He looked good, tan healed, in a linen suit that cost more than my life. Lila sobbed, straining against the sheets. Jasper sked. Naomi, Naomi. Can't let go, can you? I spat blood. You owe me. He laughed. I owe everyone. We circled each other, predators in a cage. He taught me this dance. Faint strike, never blink. But he'd forgotten. I learned from the best. I lunged, ducking his next shot, slamming him into the balcony railing. The Glock skidded away. You set me up, I growled, kneeing his groin. He gasped, clawing my burns. You set yourself up. We crashed through a coffee table, splinters embedding in my skin. He grabbed my throat, thumbs pressing into my windpipe. Should have stayed gone. I headbutted him, breaking his nose. Should have stayed dead. Lila's scream split the air. She'd freed herself, the knife in her hand trembling. Stop. Both of you. Jasper grinned, blood dripping down his chin. Choose, baby. Him or her. She hesitated. Him. Always him. I grabbed the Glock. The shot hit Jasper in the gut. He crumpled, shock bleaching his face. You bitch. Lila dropped the knife, rushing to him. No. No. I aimed at her next. You're welcome. She cradled his head, sobbing. I love him. Love's a bullet, I said. Now open the safe. The safe was behind a Klimt knockoff, stuffed with bonds, diamonds, and a USB drive labeled Envy. My life, my crimes, my leverage. I pocketed it, tossing Lila a roll of gauze. Patch him up. I want him alive. She stared, hollow-eyed. Why? I lit a cigarette, watching the sun rise over the Aegean. Because death's too easy. Jasper bled out on the marble floor, Lila's hands stained crimson. He needs a hospital. He needs a coffin. I crouched, slapping his cheek. Who's the mark now, pretty boy? His laugh bubbled with blood. You always were my best. His eyes glazed over. Lila wailed, a sound that could crack the earth. I left her there, clutching his corpse, the duffel of cash heavy on my shoulder. The boat was where I'd hidden it, reeking of diesel and desperation. I set course for Morocco, the USB drive burning a hole in my pocket. The files would sell for millions, enough to vanish, enough to forget. But as the villa shrank on the horizon, I realized. I didn't want to forget. I wanted to burn. Chapter 9, The Endgame. The Moroccan sun was a liar. It promised warmth, but baked the rot festering in my bones. I'd hold up in a riad in Marrakesh, its terracotta walls crawling with geckos and ghosts. The USB drive sat on the nightstand, next to a bottle of gin and a .45 with one bullet left. Envy. My initials. My coffin. Lila found me anyway. She kicked in the door at dawn, her hair bleached white, her eyes hollowed out by whatever god she'd sold her soul to. The duffel of cash hung from her shoulder, her sundress stained with what I hoped was Jasper's blood. "You look like shit," she said, tossing a photo on the bed, me, passed out in an alley, needle in my arm. I aimed the .45. "Took you long enough." She smirked, perching on the edge of the bed like we were old friends. "Jasper's alive." The gun wavered. "Fuck. He's in Malta," she continued, painting her lips with my chapstick. "Sending postcards. Miss you, love you, fuck you." She laughed, high and brittle. "He wants a reunion." I cocked the hammer. "You're lying." She leaned into the barrel. "Am I?" We took a stolen yacht to Malta, the Mediterranean swallowing our silence. Lila navigated like she'd been born on the water, her hands steady, her smile a razor. I drank. I plotted. I traced the scars Jasper's flames had left on my arms, each ridge a reminder. You should have killed them both. The villa was a fortress, all sharp angles and sharper security. Jasper greeted us on the terrace, shirtless, his torso a roadmap of scars and surgical tape. "Ladies," he purred, spreading his arms. "Miss me?" I shot him in the foot. He collapsed, howling. "What the fuck?" I kicked his ribs. "That's for the burns." Lila clapped, delighted. "Bravo." We chained him to the bed, his ankle oozing onto the silk sheets. Lila fed him olives and lies. "We're a family again," she cooed, stroking his hair. He spat an olive pit at her. "You're both insane." I waved the USB drive. "And you're fucked. This goes public. Interpol creams their pants." He paled. "What do you want?" Lila pressed a knife to his throat. "Everything." The deal was simple. Jasper would transfer every hidden dollar, deed, and dirty secret to us. In return, we'd let him live. He laughed. "And if I refuse?" I unzipped the duffel, pulling out a blowtorch. Then I finished what the fire started. His bravado crumbled. "Account numbers in my watch." Lila snatched it, greed glazing her eyes. "How much?" 20 million. "Maybe more." She kissed him, deep, biting his lip until he bled. "Good boy." The money hit our accounts at midnight. Lila danced on the terrace, champagne dripping down her thighs. "We're free," she slurred, toasting the stars. I didn't drink. I watched Jasper's reflection in the window, his eyes sharpening with every sip she took. "To us," Lila giggled, clinking her glass against mine. "To the end," I replied. The knife went in smooth. Lila gasped, champagne flute shattering as she clutched her stomach. "And Naomi?" I twisted the blade. "You shouldn't have trusted me." Jasper's laughter echoed from the bed. "Told you she'd break." Lila collapsed, blood pooling on the marble. "Why?" I crouched, wiping the blade on her dress. "Because he's mine." Jasper watched me unlock his chains, hunger in his eyes. "Knew you'd choose me." I straddled him, the blowtorch hissing in my hand. "Choose you." I ignited the flame. "I'm just cleaning up loose ends." His scream was a symphony. The villa burned at dawn, curtains and cash and corpses melting into ash. I stood on the cliffs, the USB drive in one hand, Lila's locket in the other. The .45's last bullet weighed heavy in my pocket. A fisherman found me days later, adrift on a raft of debris. "What happened?" he asked. I smiled, the sun bleaching my lies white. "Accident. They believed me. Now I'm in Bali, sipping mojitos under a fake name. The money's gone, spent on heroin and hate. The USB drive? Sold to a warlord for a parachute and a prayer. Sometimes, when the monsoons drown the silence, I see them. Lila in her sundress, Jasper in his chains, dancing in the rain. They whisper, 'You're just like us.' They're right, but I'm the one still breathing."